The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wynn is superlative, and he's a great kid. And I wish he was on our team, but we're playing against him, and he helped beat us last year twice. So hopefully we can get one this year.
You know, you look at that roster and the individual talent, and the first thought you have is about, well, they must be really good offensively. But defensively, both of you are in the top. I think you're like 15, and they're 17 in the Ken Pomeroy adjusted overall defensive efficiency. What do they do defensively that makes them so good?
Well, they press, and they run so well. They continually have you in a defensive transition type mindset. So when you do that, you're protecting. You're not being aggressive. You're more like trying to protect the entrance of your cave, all right, if you're a mama bear. But the bottom line is they come at you and they always have you on your heels so that when you do get the ball, they do a variety of things. Straight man-to-man. They do some zone. They do some run and jump. They do some trapping in the backcourt. It's everything. So you've got to be able to make basketball plays and maybe more importantly, basketball decisions against them.
And you mentioned they're a little bit unique. They're kind of a different animal, but have some of the people you've played at least prepare you about as well as you can be?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know who else we could play. I would have to go to the blue ribbon book of college basketball and scour the nation for people that prepare you more than, say, an Oklahoma State or a West Virginia or a VCU.
You know, you get into conference play now, and I know that you're totally focused on this one, but you have played mostly at home this year, two games in a neutral situation and one true road game, and then you come up with a two-game road trip next week right after this. So certainly it does get into that, what you just talked about, the grind, and that's one thing that your young guys haven't been totally tested at yet, is just making that adjustment from game to game, week to week.
Yeah. That'll be interesting to see how we handle that. This is only the second time in my 13 years we've been together. You've been here longer than that, but it's only the second time we have done two games and one flight and just made it a trip. Do you know when the other time was?
Absolutely, I do.
Wasn't it Kung Fu Fighting?
It was. And well, and the other one, the other one I remember, the same year that you lost to Oklahoma State here in Intrust, you went to Illinois State and lost in a similar type of thing. They kind of spread you out and you struggled with that, so you changed point guard, put Landry at point guard. You had a practice at Evansville in between, and that's when that season turned. You had a hard, long, tough practice that day in Evansville, but that season turned around.
Where did we practice? On campus?
In their practice gym on Evansville's campus.
So we've done that three times then.
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot that one because obviously I wasn't too pleased on that trip.
You know, those are those are the kind of trips that can sometimes have a big effect on a season. They can be a bonding experience and all of those kinds of things.
If we don't win the Kung Fu fighting game, we don't go to the NCAA tournament in 2013. It's just that simple. We were a 9 seed. If you lose at Illinois State, that wouldn't have been good. And who knows if we even make the tournament the year we go to the Final Four.
The thing I'll never forget about that, and I know you'll get a kick out of recalling this, but we go to Indiana State, and you had a practice, and Greg Lansing, their coach, was waiting for you, and he came out, and he said, I hear you could have used a little backup at Bloomington Normal the other night. And Greg Lansing's a former boxer who said, you know, if he ever came at me.
Well, is that the year we had the altercation behind the scenes?
Yes.
That was the same year, the Kung Fu fighting game.
Oh, yeah, same game.
Okay, that was the Kung Fu fighting game.
By the way, folks, this gentleman knows every word to Kung Fu fighting, which he demonstrated on the bus in between those two cities.
Well, no, we have a lot to be grateful for, and one of them is Illinois State and their help that year with the, you know, because they had the game. They had the game until that happened.
And that, you know, you never know, too. Going forward, there's a lot to play for this year. You never know when an experience like that, one game, can kind of set a tone with the team, kind of give them a feel for things that changes everything.
Well, we'll be together. I mean, I heard that trip, there's our team, and there's like 60 boosters. A lot of the wow. Coaches Club folks have decided to make this trip because it's a swing trip and it's a different part of the country. Obviously, Hartford, we're not going to stores. So we won in Hartford 2 years ago, the very first road game that we had in the American. And then last year, they blew our doors off in stores. So this will be in Hartford. And then I think we're going to bus to Philly. I don't know how far that is, but in between.
Well, back to Thursday, just so you all know, it is a blackout for the Memphis game. That's always been my favorite. I think that's a great look and a great feel in an arena to everybody in black.
Well, especially in Coke Arena where the seats are black. I mean, hey, I got to give it to Shocker Nation. We're doing much better with the lights beforehand, okay? But in true coach fashion, we're probably a B, B minus. We need to be an A plus at the Memphis game at the blackout. Everyone has a cell phone, and we can get more than 60% of them out in use.
Well, Coach, thank you. We'll look forward to three. It should be a really fun game. This is what you play for.
This is why we joined this league, not just Ole Miss at home, but now you've got in conference, you've got the Memphis Tigers, one of the stories of college basketball all season long, and they definitely deserve to be. Then you go on the road to play UConn, defending national champion several years ago, Temple, one of the winningest programs in the country, and come home and play Houston.
It's going to be fun coming up. Not so much fun for him, fun for the rest of us. Thanks for being with us. Keitha Adams coming up next, talking Shocker women's basketball.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.